Good morning.
Hi,
how are you, sir?
Aaron Davis, Mike Cooper.
Yes, nice to be with you this morning. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it is entirely our pleasure. Now, just for your information, we're going to be airing this in 1 hour, so we have lots of time to chat here, and we will definitely set up with where you'll be, what time, and all of the details so that people know where to see you and meet you and hear you tonight, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, so we'll begin again. Welcome, Mr. Rather. So glad to have you here in Toronto.
So glad to be with you this morning.
Thank you. You've done a lot of traveling, but you've made your home in network news, anchoring, editing, reporting, and then along comes cable news. And now, as we fast forward to 2012, and CNN is posting its worst primetime ratings in over 20 years, is there anything that you would do to help pull them out of the slump? Or do you feel now, in the age that we're in, and news broadcasting, and bias, and everything that's out there so obviously, do they have to become the opposite, the reflection of Fox News, in order to try and get their ratings back? What would you do?
No, I don't think they have to do that. I understand the argument that goes along the line that that's what they should do.
Right.
I'm a hard news guy, have been from the beginning, and my experience with the audience, if you deliver quality hard news of integrity, you'll find the audience. It may not be the largest audience in the arena, but you'll find a large audience. I don't know about CNN. They don't need my advice.
Well, they need some help, and who better to give it? I mean, your life has been news, and look at the success that you've had.
Well, I think, number one, that they don't do as much deep-digging investigative reporting as I think they could do with their resources. I want to make it clear I'm not criticizing them, but I'm trying to answer the question of there.
Right.
I would allocate more of the resources to deep-digging investigative reporting and more international reporting, that while it is CNN and they do a lot of overseas reporting, they don't do as much or as high a quality as I think they could do with their resources. Now, I'm not saying that's going to vault them to the top, but I think it would steady that CNN does a lot of covering the Kardashians and whatever celebrity news there is of the day.
Right.
Too much for my taste. Again, I want to make clear it's not criticism, but I do less of that and more of the hard stuff. I don't think they need to be heavily partisan political, as on the one hand Fox is, and at night that MSNBC on cable is.
Right.
It's a very tough environment out there. There's no question about it. They also may not have the right personalities in their prime time. I like all the people. I know all of them there who are on the air, but they may not have the right combination of it. But, you know, reporting the news and being a hour-in, hour-out reporter, it's quite a bit different than programming a whole network. And I do understand CNN does what they do best is on big breaking news,
right?
Tsunami, 9/11, any kind of heavily breaking news, the Arab Spring, their ratings go up.
Right.
They don't have that. Their ratings flatten out, and that's their problem. I wish I had a full solution for them. I don't.
Huh.
It is difficult in the Internet age to solve these kind of problems. But, frankly, I think if they went to a biased, partisan, political, deeply ideological view, I don't think their audience would improve that much.
All right. That's some great perspective. Thank you. And speaking of perspective.
Yeah, you have been assigned or chose to cover some very scary stories both home and abroad. And, like, you have really been a part of our lives for decades, even here in Canada. And I think of the Democratic Convention in Chicago where you got roughed up by security, the jungles of Vietnam, the hurricanes. Was there a place or a time that you said, forget this story, I am out of here?
No, there never was a time for that. There have been times, for example, in Vietnam, when something within me, you're going to board a helicopter and be transported into some hot combat area. There were a few times, I'll count maybe three, when I just said to myself, you know, I don't think I'm going to get on this helicopter. I may get on one in an hour, a half hour, or later in the day, but just something tells me not to get aboard this one.
Wow.
We're talking with Dan Rather, of course, author of his memoir, Rather Outspoken, My Life in News. And it is an 80-year life that has been incredible. We can't imagine our lives without you, Dan Rather. And just to be talking with you this morning is such an honor. Now, in all of those years, the 24 years anchor and managing editor at CBS and Evening News and the over 40 years there with the network, even being called a bastard by Richard Nixon. Boy, there's something to hang on your wall. In either the wisdom of age, now that you're 80, or 20/20 hindsight, is there a story, Dan, that you would like to have a chance to cover again, or you wish that you had taken on in the first place? Are there any sort of news regrets where you look back and go, yeah, you know what, that story, that's the one?
Well, you know, I'm not much for looking back. I'm going to answer the question. But look, I've been so lucky and blessed, and I can be dumb as a fence post about a lot of things. I'm smart enough to know how lucky and blessed I've been to live my dream. My dream as from early childhood of being a reporter. Now, to answer your question, you know, I wish I had been smarter when I was covering Dr. Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement in the American South in the early 1960s. I did the best I could. I gave it everything I had. But I wish I had been wiser. I wish I had been more sophisticated on that story. In Vietnam, I wish I had read more Homer before I went to Vietnam, or Thucydides, or some of the ancient Greeks about battle before I went to Vietnam. I wish I had been smarter when I was there, smarter earlier. I do have, you know, some regrets, but overall, in the main, look, I've lived a dream. So I can't complain about anything. Stories I wish I had. I tried for 14 years to interview the late Kim Jong-il in North Korea. I went to North Korea. I got within about 35 yards of him, but I never got that interview, and I wish I had.
Can we go back just a sec? What would you have done differently in the story of Dr. Martin Luther King, Dan Rather?
Well, one, what I would have done is indicate that what was happening in the American South in those times, in places like Birmingham and Jackson, Mississippi, which were terrible, you know, turning high-pressure fire hoses and vicious dogs on women and children. I wish that I had pointed out that, look, this is raw racism, terrible for our country in the Deep South, but a version of this, without so much of the violence at the surface, exists in nearly every nook and cranny of the country, and does exist in the North in places like Chicago and New York and Philadelphia. I didn't have that perspective at the time, and I wish I had.
Mm-hmm. With the wisdom of age.
Is there just one thing that you would set the record straight on, Dan Rather? I would like to say, to set the record straight.
That the whole book?
Well, it is the book, but if it's one thing, it's this, and I do find that most people understand that I lost my job at CBS News because we reported a true story. It was a tough story to do. It was taking on power. I knew that at the time. But in that story, we reported the truth, difficult truths. The truth was, and there's no doubt about this, I think some people still say, well, did they muck up that story? Did they get to the truth? We got to the truth, which was that a young George Bush, through his father's influence, got into a so-called champagne unit of the Air National Guard in order to ensure that he wouldn't have to go to Vietnam. That's a fact, and we reported that fact. Nobody on American television reported that fact before we did. Fact two, once he got into this, quote, champagne unit, after doing reasonably well for a little while, he disappeared. When you're a member of the U.S. military, or for that matter, the Canadian or any other military, you don't just disappear without consequences. And he disappeared without consequences. Now, those were mistakes that he made when he was early on. He later became president. But we reported those tough truths because the head of the corporation, by the time we got this story, Mr. Sumner Redstone at Viacom, he wanted the Republican reelected, which was his right. But he blew a gasket and said, listen, I'm just not going to have this, and therefore we lost our jobs. If there's one thing I'd like to clear, that's what I'd like to clear. It's not what the whole book is about. It's about maybe a fourth of the book. But you asked me about one thing. I don't want there to be any misunderstanding. The story we reported was true. You can argue about whether we used the proper process to get to the story, but it was a hard truth, but it was the truth.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that clarification. I'm sure it's a fascinating part of the book. And just finally, do you ever look at your watch at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the evening, Dan, and say, "I got a newscast to do"? How long does it take you to get over that daily deadline? I know it's been since 2004, but are you still in that habit?
Frankly, I was for about 2 years after I left CBS News.
Uh-huh.
Every day about 6 o'clock, I'd say, "Well, I better go over the script and copy." But you know, it's been 8 years since we did the Bush story, 6 years since I last worked at CBS News. And I'm well beyond that now. I couldn't be happier. I work for HDNet. Which is a cable and satellite service. I do a weekly news program in which I have total, complete, absolute editorial and creative control. Couldn't be happier doing it. I'm at peace with myself, and I still have a passion for the news.
Obviously. Thank you so much for your time with us this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Okay. Thank you. Dan Rather.
Take care.